Hello and welcome to this podcast on understanding the network components of Windows Server 2016. I'm Zias Caravalla, Principal Analyst with ZK Research, and I'll be taking you through what's new in Windows Server 2016 with respect to networking. Now, this is an interesting topic because the networking capabilities, real networking capabilities, haven't really been part of Windows Server loads before. But when you look at the trends in the industry towards cloud computing, particularly hybrid computing, Internet of Things, and mobilization, the network is becoming more and more important. In fact, one could argue that compute is now becoming network-centric. So it makes sense that a company like Microsoft would want to bolster its primary server product with networking capabilities. The main addition to Windows Server 2016 has been the arrival of software-defined networking. And if you're not familiar with software-defined networking, it's a new way to run networks. And from a definitional perspective, think of it as a way to centrally configure and manage both a physical network and a virtual network, things like virtual routers, switches, and gateways in a data center from one central point. And this is possible now because the data plane, configuration plane, and the physical plane have all been decoupled from one another, and it makes that the softwarization, I guess, of the network possible. Virtual network elements such as the Hyper-V virtual switch, Hyper-V network virtualization, and RAS gateway are now parts of Windows Server 2016. And these are designed to become integral components of a software-defined network within a modernized data center. Now, while you can still use existing physical switches and routers, obviously you have to have those and other networking devices, you can achieve much deeper integration between the virtual network and the physical network if these devices have been designed for compatibility with SDN. And most of the primary networking vendors that you're going to find in a data center, companies like Cisco, Arista, Juniper, Brocade, Extreme, those companies have all been working on these. So it's very likely that your favorite network vendor actually has good compatibility with Windows Server 2016. As I mentioned before, SDN is not possible because the network planes, management control, and data, they're no longer tied to that actual physical network device itself, but they're abstracted up a layer for use by other entities such as data center management software like System Center 2016, and they can also be orchestrated by the leading orchestration tools like Puppet and Chef. Now, SDNs allow administrators to dynamically manage the data center network in an automated way that's centralized to meet different requirements of applications and workload and provides a number of capabilities. First, as I mentioned, it's the ability to centrally define and control policies that govern both the physical underlay and the virtual overlay, including the traffic flow between these two network types. And that's important because they have to be aware of one another. They also provide the ability to abstract the application and workloads from the underlying physical network, which is accomplished by virtualizing that overlay network. Just as, think of a good analogy, is the way server virtualization allowed for the abstraction of the server from the underlying physical hardware using something like Hyper-V. This can now done be done with the network for things like IP infrastructure, switches, and load balancers. And third, it provides the ability to implement network policies in a very consistent manner at scale. And this is something that's hard to do with physical equipment because typically you have to manage the network one by one on a box-by-box basis. So even as you deploy new workloads or move workloads around, you're able to keep the policies consistent. And obviously in this digital era where companies are trying to move more with speed, that's an important part of SDNs. Now, to understand all the technologies, I'm going to go through each of the different components of Windows Server 2016 as it relates to software-defined networking. The first component is the network controller. So new in Windows Server 2016 is the network controller. And you can think of it as an SDN controller, and it provides the centralized programming and the point of automation to manage, configure, monitor, and troubleshoot both the physical and virtual network from one common pane of glass. And historically, this has been a challenge for network administrators because they were having to manage both the underlay and physical overlay or virtual overlay and through two different tools. And so Windows Server 2016 allows you to do it from one place. The network controller is a highly available and scalable component, and it provides one point of interface, one common API point, the southbound API that allows the network to communicate with the underlying physical devices, and then the second API, a northbound API that allows you to communicate with the network controller. Administrators can use Windows PowerShell, which are REST APIs or some kind of management application to control the network controller and to be able to manage a number of different elements of the network, such as the Hyper-V virtual machines and virtual switches, physical network switches, physical routers, firewall software, VPN gateways, including remote access services, the multi-tenant gateways, and load balancers. The second component is the Hyper-V network virtualization. And Hyper-V virtualization enables companies to abstract the applications and workloads from the physical network by using virtual networks. These provide the necessary multi-tenant isolation or zones when running on a shared physical fabric. And therefore, if you're at a departmental type of configuration, every department could have its own virtual network. And it would look like a pure logical network to that to that particular department, but in actuality, it would be a shared component of the underlying physical network. And so this is great for companies that want to be able to do any kind of policy-based networking or isolation. Maybe a retail organization wants to isolate point of sale, they can do so with this. And in addition, what's great about the Hyper-V network virtualization is they're compatible with the VLANs that you'd find with traditional networking gear. The next component is the Hyper-V virtual switch. And the Hyper-V virtual switch think of it as a software-based layer 2 Ethernet switch that's available in Hyper-V Manager after you've installed the Hyper-V server role. And the reason you need this is if you have a couple of different Hyper-V virtual workloads and you want to have them connect with one another, you can't actually go to the switch port and back. That's called hairpinning. The Hyper-V virtual switch runs as a software switch inside and allows virtual servers, virtual workloads to talk to each other. In Windows Server 2016, the Hyper-V virtual switch can also deploy something called a switch embedded teaming or set and remote direct memory access or RDMA to help these things perform better. Next is the internal DNS service or IDNS. The hosted virtual machines and applications obviously require DNS to communicate with other networks and with external resources on the internet. With IDNS, companies can provide the various tenants or virtual networks with DNS name resolution for their isolated local namespace and also for internet resources. The next component I want to talk about is the network function virtualization, or NFV. This has been growing in popularity with organizations, and think of NFV as virtual network functions that exist on a physical device and brings a certain level of agility to these functions. And so instead of having to physically deploy a load balancer, I can deploy a software-based one. Or instead of having to physically deploy a firewall, I can deploy a software-based one, and so on and so on. And more and more, we're seeing the hardware appliances being deployed as virtualized instances on virtual appliances. And these network function virtualization or NFV components are really just a natural progression of where server virtualization has gone. So just from a high level perspective, think of a model of a data center. When you have a physical server, you want to surround it by a bunch of physical assets such as firewall, load balancers, routers, and switches. Well, it would make sense that if I virtualize that, I would want virtual resources to sit around it. So if I move it, they move along with it. Now, in Windows 20 Server, Windows Server 2016, the virtual network functions that are available are a software load balancer and a network address translation device, a virtual data center firewall, and a virtual RAS gateway. The next component I want to discuss is the remote direct memory access, RDMA, or the switch embedded teaming. In Windows Server 2016, you can enable RDMA on network adapters that are bound to the Hyper-V virtual switch with or without switch embedded teaming. This enables companies to use fewer network adapters. So think of these as virtual NICs, if you will. And it's a way of much more efficiently partitioning that NIC versus having to deploy one NIC per virtual server. So set as an alternative to NIC teaming that you can use in environments that include Hyper-V and SDN stack within Windows Server 2016, set integrates some of the NIC teaming functionality into the Hyper-V virtual switch. So that also allows you to administrators to group up to 8 physical Ethernet network adapters into one or more of the software-based virtual load network adapters. These virtual network adapters provide much faster performance and fault tolerance in the event of a network adapter failure. Next is the RAS gateway for SDNs. The RAS gateway is a software-based multi-tenant BGP-capable router in Windows Server 2016 that's designed for cloud service providers and enterprises that want to host multiple tenants as part of their data center. The RAS gateway also provides pools of gateways that are redundant in nature. Next is the software load balancer that I mentioned. Cloud service providers and large enterprises that want to be able to use SDN and Windows 20 Server 16 can also use software load balancers to evenly distribute tenant and tenant customer network traffic among virtual resources. And the last component I want to cover are the Windows Server containers, and you can think of containers as lightweight operating system virtualization methods to separate applications and services from others. Containers are very, very popular. They're very lightweight and allow network administrators to have a much more agile data center. Now, all of these things can also be run in the Azure cloud, and the reason you want to do that is if you want to run some kind of hybrid environment. You can run these virtual network services in Azure, and it lets you do things like build a hybrid infrastructure that can be controlled from the enterprise centrally. You can bring your own IP addresses and DNS servers into Azure. You can secure your connections to Azure with a VPN or IPsec encryption. You get much more granular control over traffic between the subnets to and from the public to the Azure cloud. And you can create sophisticated network topologies using virtual appliances. And lastly, you can actually create an isolated secure environment that spans the data center into the Azure cloud. And this is great for organizations, especially global ones, that want to rely on the global reach that Microsoft has with Azure. Inter-Azure traffic won't flow over the internet. For example, within Azure, traffic for VM-to-VM storage and SQL communications can traverse only the Azure network, regardless of the source and destination. It's one of the great benefits of Windows Server 2016. By using Windows Server 2016, you create better interoperability between infrastructure service and platform as a service. With the virtual network, you can build services that rely on the Azure cloud service and Azure virtual machines. You can use Azure web roles for your front end and virtual machines for the back end database. And you can combine platform as a service with infrastructure as a service within a virtual network to give more flexibility. So those are the key components of Windows Server 2016 as it relates to the network. It's a big, big change. Given the world, my research shows that 90% of companies are looking at deploying a hybrid cloud. And if you're a Microsoft shop, it's likely you're going to be using Azure. So it's a great time to try and get comfortable with all these new networking capabilities. Windows 20 Server 2016 is loaded with them, and I hope you use them. So with that being said, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm Zias Caravalla with ZK Research, and thank you for attending this Tech Target podcast.